This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Here's a disturbing pattern. The vaccine industry, the abortion industry, and pedophilia. You ever notice that many of the same people who are promoting vaccines and abortion also turn out to be pedophiles? We're talking about the global elitists and sometimes some of the so-called science skeptics. They're really into like sex acts with young people. Like James the Amazing Randi was caught on tape soliciting sex acts from a young man, I guess, in California on a boardwalk one time. And he's also been very outspoken against what they call woo-woo science, I suppose, that kind of thing. But you find this pattern. It's very interesting where, well, not interesting. It's horrifying, actually, where it's this almost ritualistic abuse of children. It's kind of like, if you think about it, you know, the abortion industry is pushing always, you know, third term abortions. So they want to take the life of an unborn child that is just about to be born. You know, and that child already has consciousness, already has a soul, already has emotions, physical sensations, feelings. That child is already bonding with its mother, even though it hasn't been born yet. It's a child. And yet the abortion industry, which is supported by the vaccine pushers, wants to murder that child. And they say it's just a choice to murder that child. You know, that's, and then these are the same people that want to infect children with viral strains by penetrating them with a vaccine. It's called medical violence. So they want to penetrate the child's body with a little prick, which is what pedophilia is also. They want to penetrate little children and inject their DNA. That's a vaccine is injecting DNA, just like a male pedophile wants to invade the child's body and inject DNA as well. It's all about destroying the innocence of the child. It's all about destroying life. And actually, there's a spiritual war behind this. This isn't just about science and medicine. This is a spiritual war being waged by creatures of intense evil and hatred and destruction. And those are the mostly men who push vaccines. They just love the idea of murdering little children. And this is why they often run in pedophilia circles. This is why they also love abortion. I've yet to find a vaccine pusher who is anti-abortion. I mean, have you ever encountered someone who's opposed to infecting children with vaccines and they're also opposed to abortion? I mean, maybe there are some people out there like that, but that's not the way the pattern goes. They tend to be people who love to violate children. And that's why the pedophilia angle comes in as well. It's also kind of horrifying and fascinating, too, that throughout human history, you've seen cultures that had ritualistic abuse of children or the sacrificing of children as part of their religion. You know, you look at ancient Aztecs or even Maya culture, for example. And I'm not a historian, so don't quote me on all this, but you know, the Aztecs in particular would sacrifice lives of sometimes children, sometimes women, sometimes full-grown men to appease their gods. And it really is similar to what's happening in the vaccine industry today. You have to sacrifice, or they want to sacrifice a certain number of children to appease their science gods, which is rooted in just sheer delusion because most flu shots don't work. The vaccines contain brain-damaging mercury. They're giving children neurological damage. They're causing autism in some children. The vaccines are causing a tremendous amount of damage, and the vaccine pushers are in a state of absolute denial about that reality because they don't honor science. They're worshiping their god, just like the Aztecs had gods. But the modern god is called science, but it isn't scientific. You see what I'm saying? They worship at the altar of so-called science, but it isn't scientific. And the way you know that is because they reject all evidence and facts and information that is scientific information that goes against their narrative. In other words, for example, when I tested flu shots for heavy metals, and I documented that they have over 50 parts per billion of mercury. And I did that using the best science available today. It's called ICP-MS. It's a mass spec instrument in an ISO-accredited laboratory. And I published that information. Across the board, it was denied by the so-called skeptics, the vaccine pushers. They denied that there's mercury in vaccines. They called it a hoax. They said that's fake, when in fact, it is scientific to measure that vaccine liquid and do an accurate quantitation of the mercury concentration that's found in it, analyzing mercury masses, you know, which are atomic masses of 202 and 201, and I believe 200. And this is the most scientific thing in the world, you know, and I'm a published scientist. I have one of the most popular science papers of the year of 2017 that was published in the journal LCGC. It's one of the most popular papers of the year. You know, so there's no question that this is good science. And yet the vaccine pushers, they have to deny the science because they are not scientific. They worship at the altar of their fake science gods while they're sacrificing children, which means they really haven't advanced much beyond the ancient days of ritualistic sacrifice that the Aztecs pulled off. It's the same pattern. It's just kind of dressed up in a new language of vaccine science, which isn't science at all. That's a contradiction. Vaccine science, you know, it's contradictions. It's like jumbo shrimp. So there's some big takeaways from all of this. These vaccine pushers and abortion pushers and pedophiles, these are sick people. They prey upon children. They need to be imprisoned. They need to be locked up, frankly. And they just drool over, you know, they're just seething with evil. They love the idea of penetrating the bodies of little children and invading children with their DNA and harming little children. It's like they're truly satanic in their inspiration, because who else could take joy from the harming and maiming and suffering of little children other than incredibly evil people? That's the vaccine industry. That's the CDC. Those are the vaccine pushers. Those are the so-called science skeptics who themselves love to harm little children, because that's just the kind of people they are. They're, you know, if you were to peel away their mind and look at the soul inside, they are these dark, polluted, satanic souls. They're like the spawn of Satan. And that's why they're so evil. That's why they lie constantly. That's why they love to see children harmed by vaccines. That's why they deny the science. They deny the mercury. They deny the autism link. That's why they attack truth tellers and beings of transparency and light who are trying to tell the truth about what's in vaccines and all the children being harmed by vaccines. And this is really a spiritual battle of good versus evil, you know, light versus darkness. And it's weird, as I'm recording this right now, this huge sunbeam has just broken through the clouds here in Central Texas. It's like a religious painting or something. There's all this light just beaming down through the clouds right now as I was saying this. I ought to take a picture. It's amazing. It's angelic looking. That's just fascinating, isn't it? You know, one more confirmation that telling the truth and speaking the truth and bringing light and transparency to this issue is one of the most important things that we can do in our time, in our lifetime, because we're fighting against evil. We're fighting against those who ritualistically abuse and exploit children. We're fighting against pure evil. That's what the vaccine industry is. And all those who defend vaccines are steeped in pure evil. There isn't an exception. Every person who promotes these vaccines and abortion is an evil person seething with darkness and evil. And they are anti-human. They are anti-life, hence the abortion issue. They are anti-truth. They are anti-science. And it's all coming out. It's all going to be exposed. There's a lot more coming on this. In the meantime, you can read more at vaccines.news. And we've also got a website called evil.news that covers some of the incredible evil that's out there in science and medicine and culture. Check it out, evil.news. And I thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, serving the interests of protecting life and health and compassion for all humanity, including the children. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.